There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
Valvoline Motor Oil has all the engine protection you'd ever need in a 50% recycled oil designed specially for today's hotter running engines. Finally, performance meets environment.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet.
That sounded
impending doom.
Ominous. The end of the world.
In the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
You may not use rage-enhancing substances such as caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, crack, cocaine, slippy flippies, jelly stingers, trick sticks, bing bangs, or flying willards.
How about fiddle faddles?
Under my supervision.
Crossed over, if I ever have a sin, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. From
the
side of the street.
Gonna be a good day today. I'll tell you why. One, it's not raining. That's different.
It is good.
88. Gonna be in the low 90s by the end of the week. But that's not why it's a good day. It's a good day because I have given more and more thought to this ridiculous, insane, stupid thing that the Rams have announced, that they don't want women taking their purses in, and they want everything in either a clutch bag. Now, Dan knows more about purses than I do. Dan, you went to a purse party as a young man.
Yeah, I did.
So you know what a clutch bag is.
Yeah.
It's a little, women,
a small
usually
bag.
They usually carry them when they go to something fancy, mm-hmm. like they go to a prom or a fancy dinner. They take a little clutch bag, because if you're all dressed up real pretty, you don't want to be carrying a great big old satchel of a purse.
Yeah, something to just put like a little bit of money in.
Most of the time, you just hold it in your hand.
You put your lipstick in it.
Yeah,
you know what? It's a compact lipstick. No, credit
driver's
card. Are you
license.
Kidding? Are you credit card? They don't pay for anything. My wife's not paying for anything.
No.
They take maybe a driver's license, a lipstick, compact, and maybe one of those feminine things if it's that time.
Okay? That purse, that character on Saturday Night Live, the girl that you get stuck talking to at a party.
Yes.
She has a clutch usually as a prop when she doesn't.
Cecily Strong, is that her?
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
They always have their license in there hoping that someone will card them.
Yes, thank you. Yes, you're right. They do.
Yeah.
What? Am I 21?
Are you kidding?
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Where what you don't realize is that clown who asked you that, he's just trying to get something. He knows you're over 21. He knows by flattering you later on, he might give him his phone number or something. So here's the deal. The Rams want you, if you don't take a little clutch bag, anything bigger, they want women, and we talked about this yesterday, to put everything in a like a 1 gallon freezer bag Ziploc type clear thing.
And so why is this? Why are they changing this?
Terrorism. They want to make sure they can see what's in there so there's no like plastic explosive or something.
Because we've had terrorist attacks since they, you know, the recent years since they've let women
yes,
bring
that's
purses
right.
in.
And
that's
Dion,
why
let's
changing.
Not forget how many women's purses have blown up in recent years.
Yes.
Thousands. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to this later after the Burke segment, but here's what I sort of like for you as listeners to be doing. I want you to just be thinking about what, and I'm serious, I want to spearhead this. I want to encourage women, and we touched on it yesterday, to put anything that's embarrassing or make people uncomfortable around them as they go through into the and while they're sitting in the stadium, in that clear bag. Because the truth is, They can't throw you out of the stadium because you have a tampon or a vibrator in your plastic bag. Well, basically what they said was, instead of a purse, take this clear plastic bag, which tells me you just dump the
content. They want to be able to see all the content.
They want to see what was in your purse, which, quite frankly, to me is intrusive and wrong and stupid, and it's not going to stop anything, and here's why it's not going to stop anything. If somebody wants to do harm at a stadium, a ball game, and by the way, if I were a terrorist, I'd pick a college football game where there's 100,000 people. But let's just say they decide the terrorist is, I'm going to pick a Rams game. Here's how it's going to go down. They're going to get right through because plastic explosive will be taped to their inner thighs, around their waist, in their butt crack
orifices.
Or whatever,
yeah.
Orifices, and it'll blow the entire section up that they sit in.
We had
it's
that
not
story
going to
other...
be a purse on a woman.
We had that story the other day, that terrorist had it up his...
A bomb in his rectum.
A butt bomb. And it,
so this is, not gonna, stop that. And in no way will this stop it. So to show how ridiculous it is and get them to stop it, I will start, and then we'll do the Burke segment, then we'll take your calls. But I will start with, and I didn't make a list, but I believe I said yesterday, ladies, put your biggest vibrator in there as you go through into the Rams game in that clear bag. Put with tampons in there, put condoms, and make sure it's obvious Trojan, the packet says, or take the condom out of the packet and just have the condom itself in there. I would take some Preparation H wipes, put those in there.
Yeah.
I would say put a tube of Vagisil in there. You might also, let's see, what else could really, how about a pornographic DVD in the case, because there's usually some pretty hot graphic pictures on the case,
yeah,
of the porno DVD, because if you just say, well, that's what was in my purse, I carried that around because I like porn. What else can you guys think of, just and then we'll get to this later, but I want people to be mulling this over. What else that could just be, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm looking at that. Well, that's what I carry, and you ask
fair
for
a pair of panties with the,
dirty
with
soil,
the melted Hershey bar in it.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my
melt
goodness.
A Hershey bar. In the, no, here, put your panties in the microwave and melt a small Hershey bar,
yeah,
and a red Swizzler.
Red Twizzler.
Yeah. Red and brown kind of combination leakage and some underwear. Stuff that in the plastic bag.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. Now let's see. What else could we think of that's disgusting?
Now you're talking about a woman. I only know a few women that would actually go through with something like that.
I think there are enough gutsy women. It won't take many. If we can get, you know.
Have guys do it too. What the heck? I mean,
hey, who's to say a lot of guys carry shoulder bags?
Well, yeah, just to carry a gallon Ziploc bag in with all this stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can't stop you. What are they going to say? Hey, you can't have a purse?
You can't have a vibrator in this stadium.
I know guys with shoulder bags. And then here's what will happen.
You know what you can do?
They'll have
them.
What?
Somebody called and said, go to Johnny Brock's and get like little rat heads and stuff or put something like that.
Jeez.
Oh, hang on. Oh, no. You know what? You know that fake poop that looks
yes.
real?
Yeah.
Throw a couple of, how should I put this?
Well, don't get the fake stuff. Just get some dog.
No.
You don't want to do that.
Why?
Is that against the rules?
That's not healthy.
that would be considered a health hazard.
But I've got, for example, some really realistic dog poop, and you can lay it down, and people go, ooh, and you go, ah, it's plastic. Put one of those in there, and just say, well, it's a gag gift, and I was taking it to my grandmother. Grandson, after the game.
A little container of lemonade that looks like urine, where you could say, oh, I have to, you know, capture my urine for a doctor's exam tomorrow.
Yes, my doctor says my urine...
I had to pee right before I came in, so...
It needs to steep like tea for about 3 hours.
Yeah.
And so it's steeping and curing while I watch the game, and I'm sorry, but I have to take it to my urologist. So, yes, there's urine in there, and it's in a tight...
Get it one of those medical-looking urine cups.
What other kind of device besides a vibrator could women, let me think about it, they put in their purse, in their... we're going to get calls, and we're going to get better
fake,
ideas.
Fake Weezers that you could do, too.
Well, you know, that's in the vibrator category.
The plugs,
but now that
the beads.
Hang on. See, Peon, you know what? You're in another area. You've gone to a level most people don't go to and don't know what you're talking about. But I think people do know that a vibrator, they sell it's a billion-dollar industry.
Yeah.
A lot of women have them. But the more it's shaped like, you know what, the better. Put that one in there. The one that looks like a man thing. Put that one in
there.
And the bigger, the better. And
who's
to say, by the way, that you... See, there you go again. There you go again. Double-sided. You know what? You're in timeout.
All right.
You're in timeout. And how about... I'll put a breast pump in there because because they might worry that, oh, what if a youngster sees that and might ask, hey, lady, what's that thing in your, is that a clown horn, a bicycle horn? No, that's a breast pump. And if they get enough of this, they're going to have a meeting. The Rams people sitting out going, you know what, this was a bad idea. Have you seen some of the stuff that people are carrying? These women, I didn't know they carry that stuff. We got to stop this and go back to purses. And hopefully that's what will happen. If not, what will happen is they'll actually think it was a great idea, and it might even lead to their noticing that some women have vibrators and some don't, and for those who don't, they'll have vibrator night at the ballpark. Red Cardinal vibrator.
Hey.
And the first 1,000 women who come in get a red Cardinal vibrator. I doubt that that'll happen. So, think about it, and you know, be given some thought. Look at these phones. Phones are lit. You know what? We should do this now. We should just take these suggestions now, and again, if you just joined us, the Rams, in one of the dumbest decisions I've ever heard of, this is as dumb as the TSA saying no pocket knives. Then they recently said pocket knives. And did you notice last week they said no pocket knives again?
No.
Yeah, they took them away again. Pocket knives are now gone again.
So you had people going up saying with their pocket knives going, wait a minute, and then they're taking them away.
As of last week, they changed the law again. They changed the rule. So what happens was all the people go, whew, I can take my Swiss Army knife now. And then they confiscate it because you didn't happen to read the last article that said, nah, you know what, you can't anymore. It's the whole thing is so stupid. So much of this stuff is just these rules are put in place by morons. And I say that of the Rams people, too. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? That's not what's going to cause the next tragedy. There was a really smart... A guy on television yesterday who was formerly with the FBI or CIA or something, and he even said, you know, our biggest concern should be that the next 9/11 won't be a 9/11. It'll be bigger, and it'll be nuclear. That should be what we're watching for, because they're going to do it bigger and more deadly next time. And I think he's probably right. It's not some woman's purse. So look at these phones. Here, I'll just give the numbers. We got a bunch of calls. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. And if you don't like those letters, KTRS is 5877. So that's 314-969-5877. Let's talk to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Frank, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you very much.
And I'm the umpteenth caller, but anyway.
Too late.
Yep.
No.
But anyway.
I thought you asked for it.
Frank, you've got the right idea. I'm right behind your brother, but... They got that information probably through, like the government listening to the telephone conversation. So why don't we just do this? We'll call each other and say, hey, I'm going to have my girlfriend pad her bra with plastic explosives and go in the football stadium. And then they'll start saying, oh, we better ban these bras. What do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, that's a stretch, because do you really want to be that person who on the phone said that? You're going to end up in jail. You don't want them tracking a conversation back to you where you said, I'm having my girlfriend the plastic explosive in her bra.
I need to be the man of reason. I'm glad.
I'm trying to keep everybody out of jail. I'm just trying to embarrass the Rams people and show them how stupid this is.
Well, that's true. They are. They are stupid. Right. And one more thing. I was in Chicago. First time I was there, went to 1990 to see the Okinski Park before they tore it down. Went up there from St. Louis, got on the L. I was with two redheaded friends of mine that lived up there, got on the L. Went past White Sox stop and went down to in the hood, and there was an old elderly black woman that was on the train. And when we stopped, it was the last stop, and we had passed the ballpark. And she said, "You better not get off this train. Don't get off this train." And I'm thinking, "Oh my God, I got two howdy doodies, and here I am in the middle of nowhere." And we were lucky enough that the woman stayed with us, waiting for the train to come back through to get us a ride back to the ballpark. That was my Chicago experience. Thank you, Frank.
Okay, I don't know that I got it or understood
he
it.
He missed the stadium, and then he ended up, but the train stopped in a bad part of town.
Oh, and she, lady said, was to, she saved his life.
Yes, so she helped him get on that train back.
Good for her. Good for her. He might not be with us as a listener today if it hadn't been for her. Let's go to Mary. Hello, Mary. How are you?
Hey, Frank. Fine. AM and the PM.
Thank you. My friend, let me just ask you before you speak. Do you not think this is the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard?
I think it's absurd.
Yeah, it's stupid.
In any case, I haven't supported the Rams since they made the decision to allow Leonard Little to stay on the team.
Thank
but
you.
I wouldn't go now because of the purse thing. And I got tickled this morning on Fox 2 News. I was reading the little ticker tape that goes across the bottom of the screen. And it said, anyone arriving at the stadium with a purse will be sent back to their car. Now, they can bar my entrance, but they can't send me anywhere. I thought the wording was hilarious.
Yeah. No, it is hilarious.
You can't send me to my car.
No, you're right.
Anywhere.
No, you're right. Yeah. That you're yeah. absolutely right.
You're punished.
No, they can deny you entrance, but she's right. Yeah. They can't tell you where to go.
Send you back to your car? What if I want to go to a bar?
Mary, would you be willing to participate in this put something embarrassing in your clear plastic bag?
I would love to, except that I will not go see the Rams because of Leonard Little, so I won't patronize them at all. So
wow.
I
you know
go
what?
Anyway.
There are few of us remaining who stick to our guns on stuff like this. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mary.
This is an NFL rule also.
I don't care whose rule it is.
The NFL.
I don't care. It's still stupid.
Yeah.
And by the way, why couldn't the Rams be the one team to step up and say, this is stupid and we're going to fight it?
Because, oh, my goodness.
I don't think you fight the NFL.
Oh, no, you cannot fight the NFL. If you're a team.
Well, then let's let the Rams stadium be the only one where some people decide, let's make this so embarrassing that maybe if it starts here, another city's radio person will go, hey, look what they're doing in St. Louis. Ladies, stick your vibrators and your Kotexes and all your stuff in your bag. And if it's if it becomes broad enough, then the NFL will stop it. It's got to start somewhere. Why not here? Why not here? And if the whole nation is up in arms and goes, my son sat next to a lady and he looked over and goes, what's that thing buzzing in your plastic bag? By the way, turn the vibrators on in the back. Let them buzz. Let them all be. Put them on high. I think they have multiple speeds. Put it on the high where it kind of moves around and gyrates a little bit. Let's go to John. John, how are you?
Hey, doing real good, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you, John. What do you got?
I'd like to give a quick shout out to Bernice in heaven.
Yes, that's a good idea. Hi, Bernice.
Your horse is hind end.
Thank you, Bernice.
And my wife's a TSA agent.
Yeah.
And they never did reapprove carrying the knives. United Nations was pushing that to try to get it where we could bring the small knives again. And the TSA and the airline stewards and pilots fought it tooth and nail and got it to stay banned, but they never did reapprove it.
Well, then how is it that I read multiple articles this last couple of months that said it's okay now to bring them on board?
Yeah, well, that was false information because she's there 5 days a week doing this stuff, and, they never did let them bring them back onto the planes because that's what they took the planes down with in the first place.
Well, that was a great effort on their part and a successful one to get a lot of free knives because I think most of the country, like me, read and saw the same thing that, okay, knives are okay. Did you guys, Dan Pion, did you not take it that way? That it's okay now to bring small knives again?
Yeah, I thought it was.
That was the article. That was the story. And
yeah,
if it wasn't true, then they just stole a bunch of knives.
I don't know what paper that was in, but that was false information.
It was all over the country and on TV on the network news.
Oh, yeah, that was false. You couldn't do it at St. Louis, I know that.
Well, maybe we'll talk to somebody who got one through and it was okay, but I appreciate the call.
Hey, I got a quick one for you, Frank. Load her up.
Hang on. Go.
You know why women have two sets of lips?
Oh, my
God. Get the button ready. Get the button ready. Why?
So they can piss and moan at the same time.
Well, we don't go for that.
I don't even understand it.
No, thank you. I don't understand it.
I don't get it.
And we don't go for it because it makes it sound like women complain and moan, and I don't like that. Thanks for the call. Let's go to
Love
Craig.
The show.
Thank you very much. Craig, how are you, Craig?
Hey, fine. I'm going to do what John Carney said the other day when you off. He was PM in the AM.
Who is John Carney?
Yeah,
I don't know. I guess a fill-in guy.
Oh, that's right. He fills in.
He thought he was a comedian.
What was the funny thing he said again?
He said he was PM in the AM.
I'll tell you what, that's some funny stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That That's funny. That's
so
a good
one. I'm gonna switch it around on you. I'm AM in the PM.
There you go. All right. Anything else, Craig?
No, I just want to mention, Frank, about they was talking about the purses the women can't bring in. You know, with the baseball games, like the Rascals, and you got the football team, baseball team, stuff like that, family arena.
Right.
If they're allowing you to bring food in on some of these venues, how can you not bring a purse in if they're allowing you to bring a bag with food in it?
Well, I don't know the answer to that.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird. And by the way, if it's okay to bring your purse into a baseball game, why not a football game? What's the difference?
Right.
What's the difference?
And if they're letting you bring food in, what's the difference?
I don't think they let you bring food in at the football games. The Cardinals are different, and they've cut that down, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, and you can pretty much see food. You know what it is. It's food. There's a sandwich. There's some Cheetos or whatever it is.
You're going to have a lot of people, say, who come in from out of town that don't realize it, and they're going to have a bunch of purses stacked up at the beginning of the when you go in.
Well, you know what? That's an excellent point. That's an excellent point, because if somebody's not a hardcore football fan, even though it's across the board NFL, you're right. If somebody wasn't up on that information, they're going to walk up there with a purse. Now what? Now what do you do? You're going
to
take my purse?
Yeah, you either have to leave, or you're going to have to leave your purse there, and something will have to happen.
No, it's a disaster, and it's stupid. Thank you, Craig.
Okay, thanks.
All right, one more from Andy. We'll take a break. Hello, Andy. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, Frank, that is an NFL deal that they mandated, and the other thing is the NFL is now selling clear plastic bags with team logos on it.
There's a surprise. It's a merchandising opportunity.
Oh, my goodness.
They get to make money on it. Thank you for that. Wow. How brilliant.
Wow.
I don't care if it's NFL or not. We can start it here. We start with the Rams. It spreads, and it's such a disaster and an embarrassing fiasco. They shut it down, just like they do anything else once they realize it's stupid.
And I'm sure they don't want people sneaking stuff in, because concession sales are down, too.
Well, what has this got to do with sneaking stuff in a clear bag? Why they don't want the purses.
Yeah, the purses.
No. Everything about it reeks of stupidity. One more. That's it, and then we'll take a break. That's Dan. Hello, Dan.
Dan dropped.
All right, that's a good time to take a break. And that break will be Life Care Center of Florissant. Now, look, one of these days, and I hope not, but one of these days, there's a chance, a pretty good chance probably, that I'm going to have to go somewhere and have some rehab or something, because I made it very clear I've not taken good care of myself. I've not watched my weight. I watch what I eat, but I actually watch it. Like, ooh, look.
Go
at
into
that,
your mouth.
Look at that hamburger. I'm watching it as I'm eating it. Don't exercise. I do all the things wrong, and one day I may have to pay the price for that. And it may simply be because I take a spill, and because my bones are brittle or whatever, I get hurt. I could get a wound. I could have, heaven forbid, a stroke. I could have pneumonia. But I'm relatively healthy. I don't get sick a lot. But that doesn't mean anything. I could, and it could be serious enough that when I go to the hospital and then am released from the hospital, I can't go home. I have to go for what's called transitional care. It's an interim care therapy treatment to get me back 100% to go home. That's transitional care. That's what Life Care Center of Florissant does. And I want to say, too, that if you've been in the hospital in the last 30 days, or somebody in your home has been in the hospital, or somebody in your family, and they're struggling because they didn't get any or didn't get adequate transitional care, you can still go to Life Care Center of Florissant for rehab services, and Medicare will most likely still cover that stay. It's a beautiful facility. Just wipe out of your mind any image you have of something that resembles like the world's worst nursing home, because this is not a nursing home, first of all. It's a transitional care facility. The people who go there to get back to them being themselves again. Sometimes they're there a week, sometimes they're there 6 weeks. The average stay, and you do stay there. You stay there because that's the best way for the best people in the business, the best physical therapists, the best medical people, to watch and make sure that you're doing everything right, because they want you well, too. The average stay is 27 days. People go in there after heart attacks or some orthopedic injury. By the way, you have an orthopedic injury if you're peon's age. You have to be 80 years old, so don't think, well, it's just for real old people. No, It's for people who've had something bad happen to them, and they need to recuperate and recover after the hospital stay. It's a tremendous facility. It's absolutely beautiful. Built in 2010 in Florissant. I don't care where you live. Worth going to where you get it done right and where you actually enjoy the environment you are living in for a short time. Life Care Center of Florissant. If you want to take a little internet tour, you can do that by going to frankopinion.com, clicking on sponsors, and you'll find Life Care Center. Or better yet, go up to Florissant and just go through the place. Walk to, they'd love to show it to you. They're so proud of it. Take a walk through that kitchen, too, and meet Executive Chef Roger Jameson. Now, that's right, Executive Chef, because it's a first-class operation. Life Care Center of Florissant.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Working with a little bit of extra volume now, headed southbound on 270, just south of Highway 64 down through about Doherty Ferry. So you're going to see a stretch of slow traffic there. Eastbound on Highway 64, just pockets of heavier volume making your way towards the Poplar Street Bridge. No major delays in from Grand. Working with a stall now, eastbound 364, just past Maryland Heights Expressway. That one is on the right shoulder, not causing too much of a problem there. We are already heavy now, westbound on Highway 70 between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge, headed towards St. Charles County. Other than that, no major delays. So far this afternoon, this update brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Play the new one-off wager with pick three or pick four, and the numbers you choose are within one of the Missouri numbers drawn. You win. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
If you haven't refinanced your home at today's rate, what are you waiting for? Golden Oak still has fixed mortgage rates in the twos.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Yes, our rates are still in the twos. Now's the time to lower your rate and save money every month.
Even if you're not sure we can save you money, call us. What have you got to lose? We're happy to try. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Our experienced loan officers will ask you a few simple questions, and we take it from there. No muss, no fuss, no out-of-pocket fees.
Take 10 minutes. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. Take advantage of ridiculously low fixed mortgage rates. Today, still in the twos.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blue.
NMLS 114937. 15-year fixed rate, 2.875. APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 314-567-GOLD.
I was not a happy person. I felt anxious and worried all the time about everything. I was snapping at my husband and kids. I was just miserable. Finally, I said, enough is enough. And I called to try a sample of Lumaday. And now, I am so happy that I did.
If you worry too much, feel anxious or exhausted, Lumaday can help you feel more relaxed, confident, and positive. Enjoy a complimentary 2-week sample now by calling 1-800-400-9257. Lumaday is an all-natural supplement, uniquely formulated with ingredients clinically proven to promote a more positive mood. Lumaday has helped thousands of people feel more relaxed and enjoy happier days, and it's now the number one selling mood enhancement supplement at GNC. So if you're ready to feel more relaxed, confident, and positive, call now for your complimentary sample. Lumaday is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling now, 1-800-400-9257. That's 1-800-400-9257.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters with great news for all your West County appliance shoppers. Tired of driving up and down Manchester Road looking for the best deal at the usual appliance stores or big box stores who claim to have the lowest price, when in reality they all have the same? Appliance Discounters opened their largest showroom in Baldwin Plaza, located next to the Club Fitness at 15425 Manchester Road. That's right, West County shoppers can see what other appliance shoppers in St. Charles, Webster Groves, and Arnold have found when purchasing at Appliance Discounters. Huge cash savings and the very best customer service. Appliance Discounters buys GE appliances by the truckload and then passes the savings on to you. And now, for a limited time, in addition to Appliance Discounters' already low prices, you can receive up to $750 in cash rebates direct from GE on select GE appliances. So if you're in the market for a brand new GE kitchen appliance, stop by our newest and largest showroom and we will prove to you how much money we can save you on your next appliance purchase. Great savings, hometown buying, Appliance Discounters is a place to shop for your next appliance.
Hello, St. Louis. This is John Londoff Jr. Purchasing a vehicle should be more than a price tag. At Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, we not only have great prices, but we also have the best customer service in town. From the moment you walk into our showroom floor till you drive off the lot in your new or pre-owned vehicle, we'll treat you like family. And with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Johnny Lawn Duff Chevrolet stands above the rest. Malibu's only $17,900. Impala's just $18,900. And Johnny Lawn Duff Chevrolet is St. Louis Cruise and Silverado headquarters with over 500 in stock. Price to sell. Chevy Cruze only $13,900. Silverado's as low as $15,900. Pre-owned certified rates 1.9%. Are you kidding me? Plus, I'll guarantee top dollar for your trade. Visit us at I-270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. Shop online 24-7 at LawnDuff.com or call 314-837-1800. Come experience the Lawn Duff difference. Chevy, find new roads.
Johnny Lawn Duff Chevrolet.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All righty. I did something today that's one of those kind of things that embarrasses my wife, but she wasn't in the room to hear me do it. I called a particular business today, and I'd done business there before a while back, and I had worked on more than one occasion with a salesman, a particular salesman, and this salesman has moved away, moved out of state. And so I get somebody from the store who's in sales on the phone, and I explain to them that Larry, the guy that I had dealt with, is gone. And I said, I really don't have anybody there that I know to work with. And this guy says, I'm your new salesman. He just happened to be the guy that took the call. And I said, well, maybe, maybe not. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, here's what I mean. I'm going to come in there, and I'm going to meet you. If I don't like you, you're not my salesman. And there's just silence. And I said, I know you probably don't hear that from many people. I said, but I do business with people. I don't just do business with businesses. And if I don't like you, you're not selling me anything. I'll ask for another salesman. And I don't want you to have your feelings hurt. So do you understand what I'm saying? He said, yeah. And I said, by the way, if you don't like me, you shouldn't sell me anything. Now, most people don't do that. But I do, because it's true. I do. I've had my car insurance with the same company for, man, 35 years at least, because I like, and it's an insurance broker, like a lot of brokers, so they can get you Fireman's Fund or State Farm or Safeco, you know, Miller's, whatever. It's not about that. It's about who am I dealing with. Do I like you? Do you treat me like you appreciate my business? Which brings me to Thompson Price. I know Tom Price. A lot of people think that's two people. They'll call there and ask for Mr. Thompson. There is no Mr. Thompson. His name is Thompson Price. That's the name of the man who owns the company that's filled with really good people who know what they're doing. If I didn't like him and respect him and appreciate the way he does what he does, I would not have had him do my kitchen. I wouldn't have had him do the bathrooms he did over the years. I also wouldn't have used him if he didn't know what he was doing, no matter how much I liked him or how nice he was. So it's a combination of things. Good service, good product, decent human being, nice person to deal with. That's what you're going to get with Thompson Price. A good guy who happens to really know what he's doing, knows more about what he's doing than most people in the kitchen and bath business. That's why he's in the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame, and that's not a joke. There really is one. And that's why he is the guy every year at the big home show they ask to get up and talk about remodeling kitchens and bathrooms. You can find out all the rest yourself, and I hope you will, at thompsonprice.com. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Boy, oh boy. Folks, I'm a little bit disappointed here. Because I have still not gotten, maybe we covered them all. I haven't heard any other great suggestions to add to the woman's plastic bag. Now, I did have an email just now from a lady who said, hey, what about our keys, wallets, you know, those things that you don't want to leave just anywhere or in the car? And that's another thing. If this clear plastic bag crap from the NFL causes people who aren't really thinking to put some things away and leave them in the purse in the car, and then take the rest in the plastic bag, guess what's going to happen? There'll be a lot of cars broken into because you left that stuff in the car that you couldn't get in your plastic bag. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there's nothing
because they're going to know. They're going to know that people are going to have to leave their stuff in the,
yeah,
in the car.
So we still need, if you come up with anything else, any other really embarrassing visual that people can stick in these plastic bags, maybe we in St. Louis can be the starting point for what reverses this whole decision. Burke segment.
Fanny packs are prohibited, too. I just saw an article.
Yep, no backpacks, no fanny packs,
camera
no purses.
Bags.
Clutch
clouds,
bag.
Backpacks, yeah.
Clutch bag. Clutch bag won't cut it for most women.
And the NFL will be selling its own version of this clear bag.
Oh, boy.
That's the best part of all. That's the best. At least at the airport, I think the TSA people give you a you know, liquids have to be in a clear.
Right.
And I think they give you that. I don't know because we're always, my wife is a great packer. She's prepared. But I think at least they don't sell you that.
No.
They give it to you. Burke segment, did we have any today?
I do not.
Whoa, Dad.
Yeah, I have something. A friend of mine, I was talking to a friend of mine. And
you almost act like you don't know what you have.
I don't know what I have.
For the Burke segment.
He was watching this infomercial, and he was telling me all about this infomercial, and it sounds hilarious. I did not personally see this thing, but he said it was an infomercial. It was one of those deals where it was on early in the morning.
Yeah.
And it was a weight loss clinic.
Hmm.
But the lady that was the spokesperson for this weight loss clinic talking about how great this thing was.
Was real fat?
Yes. It's the size of the girl from Shallow Hal.
Oh,
wow. Shallow Hal. So she's talking about how great this is, and she's really fat.
Well, maybe her story was she went from 400 to 300.
It could be.
Maybe that's the story.
It wow. could be. He didn't say that she said that, but
I'll have to watch for that.
Yeah, I will too.
Well, that was a little bitty segment, but let's close it. Let's shut it down. Go to the phones. Burke segment is officially closed. All right, we've got a couple minutes. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Jeff joins us. Hello, Jeff.
Good afternoon. I'm aiming the DM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. I just have one small possible flaw with the theory of bringing embarrassing things in the bag.
Okay.
Is you're giving them a lot more credit that they actually look at what's in the bags.
That's a great point. No, that's a great point.
This is probably just to try to make everybody think they're safer.
It's to make it psychological. It's to make them feel. No, he's got a great point because you can get a lot of little stuff in a 1 gallon freezer bag or Ziploc bag, and they can't possibly see every little thing that's in there. For example, you could have a lipstick case in that plastic bag that's really a stick of plastic explosive. Jeff's got a great point. What are they going to do, open the lipstick and have you apply it? That's why it's so stupid.
I've got a small child. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I've got a small child, and we travel with a diaper bag backpack. And so anytime we go into anything, amusement park, a sporting event, whatever, rarely do we get past one zipper that they open and look in. They see bobbles on top, and they're like,
all right,
okay,
you're good.
And they don't want to dare maybe reach in for a dirty diaper.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm telling you, still the best I ever heard, Jeff, was the guy that called us years ago and said, you know, when you travel, if it looks like they're going to be opening your bag and rifling through it, just lay toward the top a pair of men's tidy whities with a melted Hershey bar in them. And boy, they'll get through that bag pretty fast. So, Jeff, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's get Karen in here. Hello, Karen.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller, and I'm AM and the PM.
We're thrilled to have you.
But, you know, we used to be season ticket holders for the Rams.
Right.
And we let them go, partly because of Leonard Little. But your idea is great, except the Rams are still getting their revenue. They're getting people in there. You're buying things. I have a better idea. I think all the women should bring their purses down, tailgate, and then not go to the game. So they'll have 10 times as many people outside as they have inside. The bars around could have specials. You know, you have, if a lady comes in with a purse, she gets a half-price appetizer.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. Hey, somebody really smart in marketing and would that Karen's got something. Come into our establishment, watch the game on TV, and purses welcome.
Yeah,
exactly. Downtown will be booming, and the stadium will be empty.
How about Karen? That's a great idea.
Okay, but now I got to make a confession to Dan because I hope this made up. I'm the woman who talked to you at the trivia night. And I am so sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Oh, I know what this is about. This still hurts him. No, Karen, this has scarred him.
I know. And I heard you on the radio, and I thought I should call in and clarify. And then I thought there is not one thing I can say to make this better.
No, there's not. There's not. For those who don't know, Karen met Dan at the Window World Trivia Night, and essentially she met him. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
That's what she said.
Words are one thing, but we get to see her facial expression.
Dan. Real quickly, Dan, what did she say when she said, "Are you Dan?" Go ahead, tell the story real quickly what she said.
She said,
No, you're not Dan. Oh, no.
Because I was so overcome.
No, Karen. Karen, this is not working. No, this is it's not working. Karen, you're going to carry this guilt, Karen, for the rest of your life.
Peon witnessed
it. I am. Well, you see how long it took me to crawl out of the hole
But, you know what? When you did crawl out, you came up with a really great idea for this purse ridiculous stupidity. So we thank you. We thank you for that.
Okay.
All right, Karen.
Run with it.
Thank you.
Okay, Karen. I'm fine.
You know what?
It.
At least it's nice to know when you hurt somebody's feelings. And Dan was cut deep by that.
Oh, yeah.
That it bothered her.
Yeah.
It tells me, like the typical AM and the PM listener, she's a decent human being with a conscience.
Yep.
Yeah. Dan, right now, publicly, I want you to forgive her.
I will. I forgive her.
All is forgiven. There you go, yes. Karen. You can sleep at night. Do I have time for one more?
I think so.
Mohammed. Let's get Mohammed in here. Hello, Mohammed. How are you?
How are you guys?
We're great.
Are you going to say something out of the box? But I think you guys are the expert. And I decided to call you guys after I decided a long time ago to give up you guys for Lynn. But I took my word back. Anyway, that was a joke.
It was a good one, though. It was a good one.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Regarding the National Security Agency, I'm Egyptian, American, and I'm proud to be here. And I don't know what is the shouting and crying about people listening or take care about. You know, there is a price. I'm sorry, there is a price for the 50, for our 50. I'm calling my mother back home in Egypt every single week twice, and I don't care if they listen to me, they check my email, what telephone number I'm calling, because if you don't do anything wrong, who cares?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but a lot of people understand, disagree, because they say it's step one toward other things that are more intrusive and more invasive, and they just don't want to start down that road.
And without our knowledge, too.
Without our knowledge. And I do agree with you. I don't care what they read that I write. I don't care. Any phone call I made, go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Absolutely. If you don't do anything wrong, like come inside my house and see what's going on.
Okay.
I don't care.
But
as far you get authority or you get a court order, or let us know as a citizen, that would be absolutely appreciated.
All right, you do understand that in this country, which really is the country that stands for freedom and freedom of lots of different things, and privacy and freedom of religion, that there are just people who think of this as a step in the wrong direction, and if you don't stop this crap now, what's next? What's next?
Guess what? We're still the best country in the world. Guess what? You are the best place in the world to live still, to exercise your freedom of all what you said. And thank you for stood in the same toes I'm standing on it.
And Mohammed, the only thing you left out, you said best country. You forgot to say it's the best radio station in the country. Best radio show.
I'm just kidding.
Best radio show in the country. Okay, I said it for him. Thank you, Mohammed.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
I knew that's actually what he meant to say. He got nervous.
Yes.
He meant to say best country, best opportunity, and best radio show in the country. He got nervous. He froze up. All right, let me send you to a great store that, if you haven't been in it, you're going to walk in and go, how could we never have walked in this store? And it's a Meanies. And I'd love to tell you what kind of store it is, but I can't. Because if you say, well, is it a rug store? Yeah, it's a rug. It's not. It's beyond a rug store. More area rugs, more beautiful area rugs than you've ever seen in your life, from $500 to $100,000. I mean, handmade, one-of-a-kind, machine-made that are gorgeous. Is it a game store like foosball, shuffleboard, pinball, arcade? Yes, it is. Is it a place where you could get home theater furniture? Yeah, you can get that. Is it, how about lighting? Yeah. The whole upper level, Jaffe Lighting, a very well-known, well-respected lighting name in this town. I defy you to find a lighting selection anywhere that's any better than what they've got from Jaffe upstairs. And you just go, how about patio furniture? Not only do they have it, it's the single biggest thing they sell from spring through fall. So this is a Meanies. It's a combination of lots of great things in all kinds of price ranges. And for people who've ever walked in and go, man, stuff in here is expensive. Some things are expensive by most anybody's standards, but there's a lot in there that's surprisingly very affordable, and it's all quality because they don't sell any junk. That's the one thing they refuse to do, is they stop it when it becomes junk. They'll sell from that point up, but no junk. You're not going to ever buy anything that's crap at a Meanies. They're in Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome. A Meanies, A-M-I-N-I-S, Meanies.com.
Caring for the patient and family experiencing a terminal illness is traumatic. It takes its toll, but Pathways Hospice can help. At Pathways, emphasis is placed on improving the quality of life through compassionate care. Pathways Hospice enables patients to live fully and comfortably by ministering to their physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs, as well as to the needs of their loved ones. Pathways Hospice, enhancing quality of life with skilled hands and loving hearts. Call 636-733-7399.
Of all the souvenirs you can bring home, the best one's your own money. Motel 6 is the lowest price of any national chain. Call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 or book at motel6.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.